Tan gana yujo, tad ijakya, dhyan.
What?
Smaran.
Available?
If you are ready, then I can come back.
I am ready.
Okay, after this or?
After my death, I will.
In Braj, then you should constantly drink the Panchamrita method as described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Means tad ijakya means archan, means performing worship. Akya means kirtan, describing name, form, qualities, pastimes. Then dhyan means smaran, means remembrance. And Shravan means hearing pastimes. Nati means offering obeisances. So by this Panchamrit, then one can obtain this service to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And also one should every day perform worship of Sri Giriraj Govardhan in accordance with the precepts of bhakti.
Bora.
Das Goswami is telling, O my dear mind, if you want to attain direct service of Radha Giridhari, then you have to do like as Rupa Goswami did as before. What Rupa Goswami did, then he told, Tadijjakha dhyana sravanati panchamritamidam. You have to follow this five process. His archan not like in a temple, like Konishthadhikar doing archan, not that archan. We describe our Goswamis. Have to do that archan. When you qualify, then you can know that.
Ragmar.
Not Ragmar, there is another child. There is Ija, Akha, and they are Kirtan. Kirtan means how the divine couple meeting together, then separation again, like it mentioned in Guru Bhastar, that Jaj Ali Vijukti Rapekchaniya, they are always Guru Vargas in their constitutional form. They are making how to
engage
divine couple each other, that type of kirtan, tadijja kadhan, and have to meditate upon them, what they are discussing, like in pasakhela, dice, and jolkida, all these have to dhan, noti, and have to do pranam to them, like Guru Goswami Pada did in his sadhako chitsari, sanghapurva kanamo, and Srila Das Goswami has mentioned in Vilap Kusumanjali Stavavali, all these have to do pranam. Dhyan, Nitta and Shravan have to listen from superior to you how they describe there. Specially you have to do worship of Giriraj Govardhan to get the service of divine couple. Although Giriraj Govardhan, Vrinda Devi, Jamuna Devi, Gopishwar Mahadev, Jogamaya Purnamasi Devi, all are qualified, but specially Giriraj Govardhan called Sarva Vishta Prada can fulfill all desire. So my mind tight hold the lotus feet of Giriraj Govardhan, then you can easily attain all this which mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami Pada as before.
Yo.
O mind, if you want to attain the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari in Vrindavan, then you must drink this Panchamrit, which is given by Srila Rupa Goswami. And this Panchamrit is Tadijya, means worshipping Radha Giridhari. Akhya, doing Sankirtan. Shravan, hearing their pastimes and glories. Dhyan, meditating upon them. And Nati, performing their pranam and offering obeisances unto them. And also, every day, you must perform the prescribed worship of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. And then, only then, you can attain their direct service in Braj.
Akhya means?
Sankirtan.
Okay.
Yeah, kirtan.
You.
Samam Sri Rupena Smaravivasa Radha Giri Brito.
More louder, like night.
Okay.
Last like
night.
Last night.
Very good.
Saman Sri Rupena Smaravivasa Radha Giri Britor Braje Sakshat Seva Labana Vidaye Tad Gana Yuyo Tadik Yakya dhyana sravana nati panchamritam idam dhyana nitya govardhanam anudinam tvam bhaja manaha. O my dear mind, really if you want to obtain the direct service of Shishi Radha Giridhari and the service of their eternal associates, then you have to follow the following method, yeah, which is comprised of five ingredients, which is called Pancha Amritam. First of all, you should worship the divine couple. Second, you should perform kirtan of their pastimes, their glories, their qualities, their associates. Then you should perform meditation upon these items and hearing Shravan in the association of pure Vaishnavas, hearing the glories of Radha Giridhari, their pastimes, their qualities, their eternal associates, and bow down, yeah, to these places where they perform their pastimes. This you should perform, and along with that you'll have to worship Sri Govardhan, yeah, on a daily basis. If you do this, then you will become qualified to obtain their direct service.
Yo, Linda.
Loudly.
In order to attain eternal direct service of Shishi Radha Giridhari, one and the service of their eternal associates, then one should drink this Panchamrit, this ambrosial nectar consisting of five ingredients. The first one is archana, worshipping the Shishi Radha Giridhari. The second one is doing sankirtan, glorifying their name, foreign pastimes and activities. And the third one is to do jhana, meditating and remembering them. The fourth one is to do shravanam, hearing about their gun, rup, lila, and name. And the last one is do pranam, offer one's heart and soul to them. And in addition to this, one should worship daily Giridhari according to the precepts of Srila Rupa Goswami. And in this way, one will attain direct service of Shishi Radha Giridhari.
Finished. Khali phalashruti baki ache.
Our time also finished here.
Ek aur,
one more
it?
Day.
Number 12.
One more day.
Baki
we didn't do that last time. It's just
tomorrow. After tomorrow.
Just like an acknowledgement.
Day after tomorrow.
Just telling you what
no,
you get.
Tomorrow.
You are also going to America?
Soon.
After my departure.
But please go
up. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions there's five prominent limbs of bhakti. And also Srila Rupa Goswami is giving these five limbs. Is it same? How is it?
Purpose is same. Though not directly, but purpose is same. Like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has told, Aradhyo Bhagavanu Parijesh Tanaya. Like Rupa Goswami has told, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritananu Krameena Rasana. In the end, the purport will come in same. There was, when Krishna left Vrindavan and came to Mathura, then his father Vasudev Maharaj sent him to school, Gurukul, and there Krishna and Baldev went there with Sandipani Muni, his
teacher,
very high class of
teacher,
teacher. There, when they were studying, a sakha of Krishna,
the
name
friend,
was
friend of
Sudama Vipra. Very good friendship. He was Brahmin, but poor. And Krishna, Supreme Lord. But
very intimate friendship. When Krishna came to Dwarka and became king and married Rukmini, Satyabhama, all, at that time he was in Dwarka anywhere, in a place, and he was married. Though he was young and his wife were young, very young, but due to poverness, he was so poor, he used to beg, sometimes nothing to beg, sometimes eating, sometimes fasting. His wife was young, but untimely she became like old. Her breaths were dry, and she looked like
old.
Then, one day, she told, her name was Gargi. She told to her husband, "Oh, I think that sometimes you beg, sometimes nothing, always engaged in Krishna
bhajan,
meditation and other things. But I see that what you bring from begging, I cook, and wholesale I give to you, and you have
to me, you give.
Only take, and half used to give me. So I cannot tolerate that you should be fasting and this. I think I remember that you have a friend in Dwarka. Now your friend has become king there. And he likes Brahmins. His name is Brahmanyadev. You must go." He told that, "I cannot. Anyhow, I can go, but I cannot
ask
him for any wealth or anything. No, no, you should go. Automatically he will give you. Go." Then Brahman thought, "For wealth I don't want to go. But I will have the darshan of Supreme Lord Krishna. We have very bosom friendship. So I go, should go." And he told that, "Bring something that I will give to
my friend
Krishna as what?
As a present.
As a present.
She has nothing in house, so he went to another
house,
neighbor's house,
another house nearby, and asked something. She gave some
broken rice,
corn of rice. Broken
rice
she gave. Understand? Mm-hmm. Rice, but
broken.
Some pieces.
In pieces.
Not very cheap. Very cheap.
And there was no very...
No container, how to say. Good cloth.
Fresh, soft kapda.
Clear, not clean cloth.
Dirty only. Not clean. And she wrapped it. Understand?
And make not.
And he took it. And whole way he was remembering Krishna. He will recognize me or not. Long time has gone. How should I meet him? His palace is big. In palace there are the palaces of each queen, 16,108. 108. So how will search him? Anyhow, he went there. He heard from Prahari, you know,
guard,
that Krishna is in the
palace
of Rukmini. Krishna has told direction given that if Brahmin is coming to me to see me, there should be no problem.
No
direct he can come to me.
Direct access to Krishna, direct.
So, Sudama asked anyone and he told, oh, this is the way. And he went in the palace of Rukmini. When he reached on the door, Krishna saw, oh, my Sakha.
Friend is coming.
Sudama is coming. But he left, he was sitting on the palanco.
Bed.
Bed or palanco. Palanco. Of Rukmini. And so many Rukmini and others were serving. But give up everything and run away on the door and embraced and took him to in the palace and he gave a seat him on the same palanco where he was sitting. And himself he sat down.
Krishna.
And then he told to her queens that bring
water
in golden
pot.
Pitcher.
Any pot to wash the feet of this Brahmin. And then they brought in golden pot and Krishna began to wash his feet himself. And after that he
massaged
the feet of that Brahmin. Queens were thinking, who is this Brahmin? A special Brahmin or what? That he has given seat on his own place and washing his feet
by his own
and
hand.
Taking
charanamritam.
Understand charanamritam?
Footpath water.
Taking and giving to queens. So queens are
surprised.
Thinking, who is that Brahmin? And then they cooked for him very delicious food as in palace, Queen's palace.
As mother was cooking.
Gave Krishna to Brahmin and Brahmin to prasadam. And after that, he was on bed.
Resting.
Krishna was
massaging
his feet.
Bolo mone pore sakha amdar.
Then
Krishna.
Sudama was thinking whether he is recognizing or not. I'm a very poor person. My feet's
broken.
Cracks.
Broken.
Cracks. Bolachi.
Cracks.
Yeah.
And I have very unclean
cloth.
Nothing. So, perhaps he is not recognized. Then Krishna told
Sudama.
Oh, my dear friend.
Bhabhi.
Gargi.
Bhabhi ki.
Sister-in-law.
How is my sister-in-law?
Your wife have given anything for me?
Krishna asking to.
Have you brought
any presents?
Sudama was
ashamed.
Ashamed. Hiding here.
He has so much room
I'm
here because no.
How
place.
Can I give this thing to this Supreme Lord? Wo darshan nahi de rahe the.
He became
by fear, out of fear,
and sigh,
out of shame. What should I give him? This? But Krishna,
by
force knew, he snatched it,
and forcibly he took. And then
he opened the cloth.
One, he
handful.
Took one.
He took some.
And
hand.
Second, when he began to
Rukmini.
Take, then Rukmini
catch his hand.
By one, you have given the wealth of whole universe. And second,
if you take more,
we are you. Do you want to give us also
to that Brahman?
To this Brahmin?
To serve there?
But don't.
No more, that's enough.
After that, Sudama, Krishna told to Sudama, do you remember that when we were in Gurukul, one day, our Guru Mata, Guru Mother, she told us that bring some dry wood from forest.
For cooking,
and from
fire sacrifice.
And it was time of evening. So much clouds, whole
sky was covered with clouds.
Akash was
covered
with clouds. When they collected wood,
dry wood,
and they were ready to come in the midterm, oh, very severe rain.
Heavy shower.
And everywhere was flooded. Where deep, where not deep, they could not. So whole night it was going on. Whole night keeping that bundle of wood
on their head. To keep it dry.
They were standing one place only.
Under a tree.
If they will go, they may sink. So in morning, our Gurudev came. Oh, where is Krishna? Where is Sudama? We told that we are here. Oh, what doing? Oh, our Guru Mother has sent us yesterday in evening, but whole night, heavy rain. We could not find the way to come, so we are here. Oh, what I have told you and not told you, all Ved, Shastra, all arts, everything
should manifest.
Which is for which you have come should come in your heart. Remember? Oh, then Sudama told, he is recognizing. In this way, whole night talking, morning became. Then Sudama told, Prabhu, Sakha, now I want to return back to my house. Very good. So he followed up to some distance, but gave him nothing.
Krishna didn't give him anything.
Then Krishna returned back he proceeded to his house. He was thinking, Krishna is very merciful. I came for wealth, but he never gave. If perhaps Krishna thinking,
if I will give him
wealth, then he will forget me and always engaged in sense gratification.
Entangled.
How Krishna is merciful and began to weep. And in this way, thinking the mercy of Krishna, he reached to his house.
Village.
He said, where is my house? Where went? Oh, here is so many palaces. Oh, where is my very thin and lean cow? I see Kamdhenu.
What?
16,000
cows.
And
108.
Oh, I'm seeing so many horses.
Elephant.
16,000 as queens. One they have given.
Every queen.
Elephants. Everything. Then he saw that a very beautiful lady, young and very beautiful, with his
sakis, maid servants,
girlfriend, singing in the hands arti,
giri lamp,
a dish of arti. She taking and coming towards him. Kaniji, who is she? Why coming to me? And he began to
run away,
go back. But she laughed and forcibly came and did arti and then touched him. As she touched him, he saw that I am also very light, young. So then he thought that, she told, I am your that very wife.
I'm your wife.
And I am become so. And so much wealth and opulence Krishna has given. And then she began to weep. I have told you that only go, Krishna will fulfill all you. So if anyone be like Sudama, he will give. But for ordinary person, he will not give. He will take his all wealth and make street beggar. But he was, as he was high class of devotee, like he gave so much wealth to
like Yudhishthira. Like Yudhishthira.
So he can give. But for others he will not give. Bas.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Uttasis Rajani.
He will come in Malaysia.
Yes, he will do. But he wants to.
He was speaking that should Bhudhat Prabhu and Yashodanandan should come. Well, you no need now. They will come in Navadvip Parikrama.
I spoke with him afterwards, and then he said